Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Former black shirt. Former Super Bowl champion.
Scott Chanley's my guest.
The speed and the explosiveness, I think, should excite Nebraska fans. Game film is always going to be better than practice film because everybody's going 100 miles an hour.
Scott Chanley, black shirt, Super Bowl champ.
Being a Nebraska kid growing up and not only wanting to play for Nebraska and run out in front of the sea of red, but as soon as I knew I was going to be a defensive player, that becomes one of your goals, is to get one of those black jerseys.
Scott Chanley, breaking things down.
Attack, 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 maybe give up a big play. You can live with that, but you got to be aggressive on defense. A couple guys here or there, kind of brother-in-law on it, not going full speed. It's hard to tell. What's going on?
Scott Chanley joins Nick now on Game Time.
How do you say no to Scott Chanley, am I right?
Sounds great.
Mr. Scott Chanley joins us every Wednesday at this time. What's up, Scott? How are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate it.
Hey, I wanted to start, I wanted to get your thought on this Kevin Durant thing as a pro athlete. I mean, I think the culture of playing hurt or injured is way different in football than any other sport. I mean, I think there's a mindset that I think is like, you better be on your deathbed to not put on your helmet on Sunday and go out there and play. But as you've kind of observed over the past month and knowing the landscape and understand what it's like to be a pro athlete, what is your thoughts on this Kevin Durant situation that it looks like it's going to end, unfortunately, with him tearing his Achilles?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I think one of the lasting images I think Kevin Durant will take into free agency or opting out of his or ending his contract and going somewhere else is seeing Andre Iguodala carry him to the locker room and Steph Curry there with his hand on his shoulder. I mean, that tells you a lot about the makeup of that team. I mean, superstar players caring for one another like that, it's rare. It really is. I mean, a lot of those guys, you know, you're an independent contract. But when I look at what Kevin decided to do, I think it says a lot about him as a player. A lot of people have given him a lot of grief about joining that team. But he didn't have to come back. He could have waited for his opportunity to go to New York or Brooklyn or wherever. And he decided to come back because winning a championship was important to him, and it was important to being out there with his teammates and trying to help them come back and win that series. So, I find it difficult to believe that there's people out there giving the Warriors grief over it or Kevin Durant.
Right.
He risked his body to win a championship, and I think it says a lot about him.
One of the things I've heard some Kendrick Perkins and some other former pro athletes have talked about, you know, that, see, this is why you can't trust team doctors and all that. And to that, I'm curious what your thoughts are. I have a hard time saying out loud that these team doctors were misleading Durant, withholding information to Durant, lying to Durant. I think you can't guarantee anybody's going to be able to go out there and not get hurt. I mean, that's kind of like there's an inherent risk with anything. I guess what as a former pro athlete, what are your thoughts on team doctors?
Yeah, I think guys are always skeptical of team doctors because of a lot of people feel like the team doctor's best interest is in the team and not the individual. And that's not the case for every organization, but I think that does exist. I mean, there's pressure by coaches on those team doctors to get guys to play, but at the same time, I don't believe anybody forced Kevin Durant, who some can argue is the best player in the world, to go play a game. And I think as a player, you know, you have all the resources and all the information. You have the resources to go get second, third, fourth, fifth opinions if you want as well. And I think Kevin trusted those guys. But more than that is, as a player, outside of the doctors, you know what your body feels like. You know if your body can go despite what an MRI or an X-ray or whatever says. And he obviously felt like he could go. And you always have to trust what your body's telling you.
Don't you think that 99.9% of players would have done what Kevin Durant did? And, I mean, you're playing for a championship. You lace them up and play.
Absolutely. If you're about winning and you're about being there for your teammates and trying to win a championship, absolutely. And that's why I think it says a lot about him, because if he had a calf injury, which I think a lot of people probably thought it was more of an Achilles to begin with, because he grabbed really low a month ago when he hurt himself. Mm-hmm. You're playing Russian roulette, and for him to do that, I think it really says winning a championship was very important to him and being out there for his guys.
Where do you think, as someone that's won a Super Bowl and been a part of a, you know, I mean, the Saints are a really good organization, because it was lost in all, you know, the Kevin Durant grabbed a lot of the headlines the other day, but like the experience and toughness that Golden State showed to still win that game for you and your, because there are things that are translatable sport to sport. Where does championship experience matter the most to you? Is it in the preparation? Is it in the poise in the moment? Like how does championship pedigree and experience manifest itself to help a team?
I think just realizing that in every game there comes a few moments that are going to dictate the outcome of that game, and you don't get rattled by that moment. The more playoff games you can play in, the more you're prepared for what the atmosphere is going to be like, and you don't get rattled on the road because you've played in hostile environments in the playoffs. Because we've always said, from the preseason to regular season, it amps up at a level, and then from the regular season to the playoffs, it amps up a level. You can tell young guys that all the time, but until they experience it, they're like, yeah, it really does. So just that experience of knowing what those moments are going to be like, you don't have to react to them. You can anticipate what it's going to be like.
Scott Chandler's my guest. Scott, did you hear the great news, at least for me, and I'm sure you're going to agree just because it's going to be entertaining. The Raiders have been selected for Hard Knocks. So we're going to get Gruden, Antonio Brown, Vontez Burfict. You're going to get Richie Incognito, who's back with the Raiders. What are you most excited to see with the Raiders Hard Knocks?
Was there ever any doubt? I mean, was there ever any doubt that the Raiders were going to be on TV for us all to watch? I think it's going to be good for fans to see behind the scenes, but I also think they have a lot of characters who are going to play up to the cameras and try to be stars that way. But I think it's going to be interesting look behind the scenes to see how guys interact, just to see if they can overcome the disappointment they had last year. And obviously they have tons of characters that are going to play up to the camera, but there was never much doubt in my mind that somehow, some way, we were going to get the Raiders on Hard Knocks.
I know. I love it. How accurate of a depiction is Hard Knocks to what really training camp's really like?
Well, I've never been on Hard Knocks. Coach Payton was absolutely against Hard Knocks, allowing cameras in to see what goes on. He never made any bones about it. He was not a Hard Knocks guy. But from the guys I've talked to and media members who have covered teams that have been on Hard Knocks, it's hard because, you know, Tampa Bay was on Hard Knocks, and Gerald McCoy was a big figure for what they did. But I talked to many guys in the media who said he's not that fun, lovable guy that you saw on Hard Knocks,
right,
in the locker room. So you don't know if you're ever getting guys' true personalities. But I think all in all, Hard Knocks is entertaining because it gives people a look behind the scenes, sitting in the coaches' meetings. I mean, when I watch Hard Knocks, there's things that they talk about in coaches' meetings that I never had any idea. So the access is really cool for fans.
Training camp / fall camp, NFL versus college. Are they similar? Are they way different? Is one harder than the other?
Well, judging by my time when I did it, August to me is a season in itself. You have to get your body prepared because of 2-a-days, the amount of weight you'll lose from your training, because there's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And if you don't take care of your body in May, June, and July, it's hard to get through that month healthy and get to the actual season. For me, I remember college at Nebraska being pretty, pretty brutal. The days were long. You never stood around. I remember Coach Village. Everybody, we had 14 periods going. There weren't a whole lot of guys standing around waiting. In the NFL, you get a little bit of break because of the preseason games. You get on a plane, you fly. So you get a couple days break. And now NFL training camp, the second practice of the afternoon is non-padded. It's a lot of walkthroughs. So I remember college training camp being much more grueling than NFL.
I just think it seems like things have changed a ton. Like, I bet if you went and watched Nebraska, not that Nebraska's not working hard, but like, you know, just the rules have changed, the how much hitting and all this stuff. I bet it would be night and day compared to your fall camp when you were at Nebraska, even compared to what like Frost and those guys are going to do.
No question. And I think Scott is probably one of those coaches who pushes the guys as much as anybody in the country. But just like you said, it's the nature of what's changed in football. I make fun of the guys with the Saints who are still there that I played with about their training camp now. And I said, you can't even call it training camp because we went to Jackson, Mississippi, 115 degrees, padded every day, 30 straight days for two practices.
Jeez.
And it was a different time. It definitely was. But I think as long as guys take care of their bodies, it can help prolong their careers. with the reduced contact. It really affects the big guys, though. I think it really affects offensive linemen and defensive linemen with the limited contact.
Right. I totally agree. Scott Shanley, black shirt, Super Bowl champ. Scott, awesome stuff as always, man. We'll catch up next week.
All right. Take care.
You got it. Scott Shanley, dropping knowledge. Yeah, it's. I just think things have changed so much. So much over the course of the last couple of years in terms of padded practices, hitting, how much hitting. There's just seemed like there's been this heightened sense, and part of me is just jealous of it. Like there's just been, you know, even you look at in the NBA. I mean, a huge reason the Raptors are on the brink of winning a title is they're the healthier team. Like there's just become a heightened focus and investment in studying and figuring out how to maintain people's bodies to work at optimum levels. What type of how long practice should be, monitoring hydration, all these different things. I mean, the term load management, like, could you imagine that back 20, you know, 10 years ago, 15? I mean, load management. I mean, you heard Kawhi Leonard tell Rachel Nichols that he wouldn't be here. The whole reason he's here is because he took, whatever, 22 games off or whatever it was. It's amazing how much things are changing in that regard, where there is just an understanding of the barbaric way of, like, just killing each other and killing your team and killing yourself isn't smart. And football used to be obviously was the ringleader of this, you know. Two-a-days, outside, full pads, full contact, hitting all the time. You know, like, that's how it used to be. That's how it used to be. And it's not like that anymore. But I can't wait. Raider, are you kidding me? Raiders Hard Knocks? Come on.
I'm all in for this.
Gruden. Oftentimes, I feel like over the course, what makes a good Hard Knocks oftentimes is a very dynamic, entertaining coach, Rex Ryan, for instance. You know, who was not Philbin. Joe Philbin for the Dolphins. I mean, good God. That guy was about as exciting as, you know, a chair. Then if you have any sort of, you know, drama at the quarterback spot, it's interesting. And then just legit real characters. And, man, you think about Vontaze Burfict, Richie Incognito, and Antonio Brown. Oh, man. This is going to be amazing. I can't wait. I'm a Hard Knocks guy. I cannot wait.
And that was our number one pick.
That was our number one pick a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Like, it has to be. It absolutely has to be the Raiders, and it is. I love it. All right, we're about 15 minutes away from the mailbag. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. Also still to come, Anthony Tolliver. In the 12 o'clock hour, I'm also going to get into Nebraska, and where's the trap game on the schedule? Combing through the schedule this morning. Couple of different things to look at. We'll dive into that. And so much more, 11:43 on a Wednesday.